Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show. It's been a while, but UFC Hall of Famer Uriah Faber is with us, and he's here to talk about a movie that he has produced. It's called Green Rush, and it'll be available on digital and on demand as well. First of all, Uriah, thanks for being on the show again. When did you decide that that Hollywood was something that you wanted to venture into?
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, by the way. Did it say he'd be at his baby mama house?
That's what he had said, yeah.
I caught that right. That's awesome. Especially now with the coronavirus going on.
Sure.
That's funny. Yeah, so it's something that kind of came to me. I started as a young kid. I was doing commercials and plays and some acting back in the day when I was really young. And then once I was in the limelight as an athlete, so I was getting a lot of different inquiries and interest in having maybe in the space. But really, once I got involved with Mark Schulman, who's my entertainment manager and one of my very good friends, and I started to really learn the business. That was probably 2007, 2008. He actually put me in touch with a writer named Robert Kamen, who wrote Karate Kid and all the Taken movies, and he kind of explained to me the business and how important it is to get people attached and just the how the inner workings are of that industry. And so, you know, that's really when I started to study and know that it was something that I wanted to get into.
Yeah, was that the kind of thing, like, you know, the movie, the documentary Cage Fighter, and they're following you around, and you kind of think, you know, I could get used to this. You know, I think the camera suits me.
Did you see that documentary Cage Fighter?
That was like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, that was DM Franca. He did the Behind the Pines and Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's an amazing director. I didn't think he ever released that, but there was Warrior Nation. Those were both longer than 10 years ago. Those were more like 14 or 15 years ago. But you know, for me, I think the biggest thing was, you know, my dad's a contractor. My mom and my stepdad, they've always been entrepreneurs and kind of made their own way. And once I started to learn how this industry worked, it was something that intrigued me. I'm kind of an artist as is, martial artist, but, you know, like to create things. And I've been in front of the camera quite a bit, but understanding that there's value in owning properties and the satisfaction of making something that's really cool, that's what really gets to me.
Well, I would think that the meticulous preparation you did in your training and then getting in to the cage time and time like you did, that would translate into producing a movie. But then again, there are headaches that come with that even the seasoned producer has to deal with. There are fires to be put out all over the place. How did you find it? Producing a movie as, you know, getting ready for a fight. Could you make the correlation?
Well, the correlation is pretty easy. First and foremost, building a team. You have to have an amazing team with people that you trust, and everyone has to be masters of their individual parts, and I absolutely had that, you know, in this one in particular. And we have a group of writers and actors and producers and VPs and people that are part of our little network and trying to build each other into you know, more notable in the industry. But leaning on people that are experts in their area is the key. And then, of course, it's the attrition. I mean, you have to – there's things that are going to go wrong and things that you need on the fly and having to adjust and push through adversity and you know, all the things that we go into fight are the same. I would say the biggest correlation between the entertainment industry and the fight industry, though, is how important being credited is, and that to me is super, super interesting, because in the fight game, you know, you have to start at the bottom level. You're fighting in indie casinos or in parking lots or whatever it is, until you get a little bit of momentum, and then you get to step up, and then you get to step up, and then you get to step up. In the movie industry, you really do have the same kind of process. Like, if you have a small part in a movie with a big actor, that sometimes can be more powerful than having the main part in a crappy movie, you know? And then you jockey up, like, you're in this, and you did this, and you did that. So what I try to do is find a bunch of talented people that want to skip the line and work really, really hard to make it happen, and that's what this movie was about. We had little resources and a little bit of time, and we made something that was pretty awesome.
We're speaking to the pride of the UC Davis Aggies, Uriah Faber, putting a guillotine choke on the movie industry. The new movie is Green Rush, and inspired by actual events. Now, I'm a NorCal guy like you, and I think half my friends in high school were weed dealers. It's too simplistic to just sum it up like that. What is the plot we're looking at here, Uriah?
So, being in Northern California, you see the industry all over the place. We have friends that are in, et cetera, et cetera. One friend in particular, who's a friend of the director and the producer, had this scenario where there's a heist at his farm, and kind of a double cross, and all these little twists and turns that we then turned into a movie. But it's a super hot topic right now, marijuana in California and other states, and people's perception in the business and how it's changing, and all these different kind of aspects that no one's really thought about in the past. For me, it's a good genre, even though I'm not like an avid smoker or anything like that. It's more about making something that's going to turn heads and something that's going to entertain people. This was definitely a step up from what actually happened when it comes to the violence, but it's based on true story.
But you know what? There are so many people trying to make movies, and they try to get them on streaming platforms. The fact that you got Lionsgate to throw some cash into this and to distribute this movie, I mean, that's one of the biggest victories right there. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is for. This is my first feature film, along with Rick Lee and Jared Roxburgh. You know, Jared, the director of the film. Actually, have you seen the film yet?
I have not seen it yet, no.
Okay, you got to check it out, man. But the main villain, Ticker, is actually one of the writers, and he's an extremely talented guy, along with the rest of the cast that are, a lot of those guys are from Scotland or from the UK and have heavy accents, but you can't tell because they're obviously acting. But really talented group of guys, and that's exactly what this is for. We set out, we had a bunch of projects we had slated prior to this with bigger budgets and just more intricate to accomplish. But this one, we all had the same objective, which was to make something really cool. Everybody pitched in their talent. We had writers and actors that are writers that are actually actors, and guys that are running back production stuff, bringing meals out, stuff like that are actually actors. And, I put in Andre Feely for his debut in the movie, and the movie is full of a bunch of talented people that all had something to prove. And I love that we came together and were able to make something. We filmed the whole film in 10 days. Jared, who's the director, also edited the film, which took him about 2 months. We raised the money prior to writing the script, just on the concept, and that was all in about a month and a half. Our time from concept to finished product was unheard of, especially for the budget that we pulled off. And so being able to do that and then selling to, how many movies get made that just tank and never see the light of day, having this relationship, and I give a lot of credit to a great relationship I have with, Grindstone Entertainment Stan Wershrew and the Lionsgate people. We got that movie sold, and we're in the process of doing the international distribution now. This thing's going to be a good thing for us, and it's just the very beginning.
No doubt, and it's going to help these actors' careers as well. One last question for you, and this goes back into the ring. 4 years ago, when the Super Bowl was in San Francisco, I got a chance to sit down with Royce Gracie, and I love the fact that when he was talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu and his dad's philosophies, that he said, when I'm fighting you, I'm not trying to beat you. I'm waiting for you to lose. And I know that you're a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, too. Do you take that same philosophy, like, I'll let you attack me. I'm just waiting until you lose this.
I don't know if that's my exact thought process, but the truth is a war of attrition, meaning last man standing. If there was no time limits in a fight, I'd be okay with that, to the Gracie's point. Not only would I be waiting for them to make a mistake, but I'd wait for them to have a mental lapse or a physical lapse for whoever's mentally weaker or physically weaker to break. You know, everything's like that in life. It's going to be a battle, and the strongest will survive. And so I like that. I actually know Hoyce. We were able to do some commentary together in the Bopal fights, which is the crazy police over there in Brazil. They go into the favelas. We got to commentate a fight together, and he's a great guy, and he's seen the world. So I appreciate anything he has to say.
Great stuff from Uriah Faber, who's a UFC Hall of Famer, one of the greatest bantam and featherweight fighters of all time, but he's produced a new movie from Lionsgate coming out April 14th, Green Rush, and it's going to be a huge hit. Hey, congratulations on the movie, man. It's great to talk to you again, and let's catch up soon.
Yeah, absolutely, and make sure you watch it. Watch it twice, because once the whole thing goes through, you're going to want to watch it again to get all the little intricate pieces, but... All right, man, I appreciate you giving us a look here, and I hope you enjoy the movie.
Thank you so much. Definitely will do that. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.